independence, Alderman Frieders, Alderman Wyszynski, Alderman Funkhauser, Chief Hart, and everybody else in the room.
Yeah, yeah, we're missing one person.
Dan
is here.
Oh, Dan is here.
Okay.
He said, do you need me to do this?
Well, he's here. He can,
you know what?
He can jump on in. Huh?
He can walk in when he walks in. Minutes for correction and approval, January 3rd. Any questions?
No, sir.
No. There you go.
Approved, Ash?
Mm-hmm. Lucas presented. Let's go.
Citizen comments, which I missed since we well, we do have a citizen, actually. You're not an official member of the committee.
Are you looking for me for comments?
Are you here as a citizen or are you here as a... I'm just joking.
That's funny.
I'm just kidding.
I don't take it personally.
Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item. New business. PS 2019-07, police reports for December 2018 and May 2019. Comments?
I'll give you a brief on it. It is a long period because it's been a while since we've had a meeting. We haven't had anything that's really jumped out at us during that time period. Fairly what I would call predictable reports. Nothing too out of line.
A lot of information there, but nothing jumped out at me either.
There's a lot of information there. I mean, we've been very lucky. You know, crime is what crime is, and you know, we try to do the best we can do. And during this period, there's, like I say, no major reports or cases that I can think of that I should bring up to you.
Do you know the incident breakdown by month reports? Do you do an annual one of those that it breaks down?
I believe so. And I'm thinking, has everybody been getting the monthly ones? Those have been coming out still? Okay, I want to make sure.
The overtime reports?
Every day, man hours, the overtime.
Time usage.
Yeah. Breakdown.
I just want to make sure you're still getting those.
Yes, they are coming
good,
out.
Good, good deal.
Yeah, I'm just curious because So you have suicide threat and suicide attempt, and just like out of curiosity, we have a few months where they're in the list, but they're not in the grid. So I'm just wondering, like, if I could look at an annual breakdown of those two things.
No problem.
Because I know that there are correlations with, you know, seasonal depression, right. And then there's correlations with, you know, construction season ending and stuff like that. I'm always curious as to how Kendall County rolls. So
yeah, no problem. I can reach out. We can get you the whole county stuff if you wanted to.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I do find those reports of help.
Oh, yeah. Well, they definitely keep you apprised of what's going on in town on a daily basis. So, you know, it's interesting at times.
It's helpful when people, you know, people ask you what's going on and you're, you know, or make statements about things that they think are going on and you're able to counter because you've got the information right there. So, any other comments?
Sir.
Moving right on. PS 2019-08, adjudication reports for January to June 2019.
Adjudication is, that's our slower month during adjudication. We did have some snow issues this year, but there were some citations here and there for that. But, same with that. Other than that, there's really not a lot jumping out at us. You're seeing a little bit more with building and zoning in there, I think.
Comments?
Nope. I have a question. Am I allowed?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Wasn't sure if I was public or not. Do you see a, when you say the building ones, is that just
year over year, or is that because it's seasonal, you think?
Yeah, it's just, you know, complaints about, like, vehicles parked, you know, in backyards or
people,
this time of the year, it's like weeds or water in the yard, you know. A lot of times code violations, you know, they didn't get a permit or they've got something that's out of, you know, out of the zoning, and they're just getting citations for a lot of its construction this time of the year.
Too early or something like that.
Yeah, too early. Or,
what is it, 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, and then it calms down. I can't remember at night. 7 to 7? 7 to 8? No, it's 9 o'clock at night.
For construction noise?
No, I think just in general. I think that's when the decibels go down.
Oh,
it's
all construction. It varies actually by use and, yeah.
So, might I follow up on that? There's no press here. I don't know if I should ask this or not, but so
audio recording though.
It'll be after the four, so it won't really matter at that point. What do you do like on an evening like tonight? It's the 3rd of July. People are going to, and tomorrow they're going to be starting to launch their fireworks. I'm sure we have an ordinance and there's a state law, but are we like, do we hammer these people or we just?
Yes,
we do.
We have a no zero tolerance on it. If we catch them, we cite them. We confiscate the fireworks. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to catch people. You literally got to catch them kind of doing it.
Launching it.
Yeah, usually by the time we get there, the people know they can launch them real quick and get in their house, and then we're driving around like...
And even if they're standing in their backyard and you don't see them do it, then...
If we catch them, we cite them, especially the big ones. If people know a neighbor's doing it, a lot of times they'll call us in advance, say, we know he's going to do this, so we'll go have a little friendly chat, you know, beforehand and say, hey, we're trying to get ahead of this problem. If you're going to shoot fireworks, we're going to be watching you.
And what is if they're cited, what is the repercussion?
They go through the adjudication process. They can get fined up to $700.
Up to $700. Yeah. So that's the two attorneys.
Yep.
Okay.
Dan used to do that for us.
Yeah. It's Wally and Gus now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and Gus, yeah.
Okay. Or Greg, sorry. For those who don't know him as Gus.
You see a lot of those in August for the first appearances. So
they'll
get the tickets tomorrow,
yeah,
tonight, and then they'll show up a month from now. Mm-hmm. And they'll either admit it or deny it, and then you find them.
I think we usually get about a dozen violations a year.
Okay.
We don't, you
it's
know,
not
I mean,
crazy.
We run around trying to catch them.
But it's a lot of time,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, but we usually get, I think last year we had 12 or 15, which was more than our neighbors had.
I kind of enjoy the show after the show, but that's just mine.
Do these show up on the shift reports? And the reason I'm asking, I think we had an incident, one of our neighbors just a few days ago. Put in a call, and I know the dispatcher wanted to know the address.
Those people spend some real money.
He's neighbors. He says, well, I said it's coming from Autumn Creek. I don't know where Autumn Creek is coming from.
And a lot of times.
And I know it's hard for the dispatcher, you know, that,
Well, you know, a lot of times those kind of get put out as an informational item if they don't have, like, an exact location. You know, like, hey, we just got a complaint in Autumn Creek that there's fireworks going off. We don't have an exact address. And so it doesn't necessarily go into the CAD system as a call.
Yeah, because I looked on the shift report, and I didn't see any mention of it. So I thought, well...
But you're probably chasing around like crazy that evening, too.
Right,
It's like chasing your cat chasing.
Usually by 10:30, 11, it's pretty much done.
Yeah, my wife was complaining to me about it today. And I said, we only got one more day, you know, and maybe Friday when they'll run out of their fireworks, hopefully it'll be done.
I'm going to correct you. Your wife was just commenting.
I told her, I said, don't come in to do citizen comments tonight.
She was just informing you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Moving on to the next one, PS 2019-09, selection of committee liaisons. Bart, we just have one liaison, if I recall correctly, and that's school.
Correct.
Volunteers?
I'm not in the committee. Don't look at me, buddy. I'm not getting you off that easy.
Well, Chris, you've been...
I've been out for quite a while. I wouldn't mind if somebody else would want to take the reins.
I have an issue with a certain school board member, so I will not be in the same room with that individual. So
I just got two of them. The library board.
Dan, if you would like, I could appoint someone else to the library board.
Oh, I think the library board is just my speed.
So how's that work? Does it have to be somebody in the committee or not?
It has to be appointed by the committee.
Well,
could it be somebody off the committee?
Mm-hmm. That's why Funkhauser has been doing it.
Well, I've been on public safety for a good while, and even before that, I picked it up actually from. Did I pick it up from who? Didn't do it anymore.
Didn't Rose used to do it?
She might have been the one that was doing that.
I think Rose used to do it.
Yeah.
Well, who's not here? Coke, Poacher, and who else is missing? I'm missing one.
Ken.
Oh, Chris, you've done such a good job.
Jason.
Yeah. I don't know. I picked up
Jason would be a good one. Jason would be a good one. He's very involved in the school.
Actually,
I don't think he has the time, but.
Yeah, if he has time.
Should we float it to Jason? And then if he's unavailable? Well, I mean, we'll keep Funkhauser in his position because he's invaluable. But we'll float it to Peterson. And then when he says yes, we can just make the switch administratively. But if he doesn't say yes, we'll just have to keep on relying on Alderman Funkhauser.
Wow, you're rough.
I could be nice and take a bullet for you.
This is not my choice, so don't even look at me.
No pressure.
Fine,
I'll be. Oh!
Yeah, I like
you leave there as an employee, you come back as a liaison.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Now, will you be able to spell the word liaison when you get back?
Yes, I will.
It's the strangest word on the planet.
She didn't go to Yorkville.
That's probably why she knows. I didn't either, but I went to Catholic school. That's why I don't know anything.
Oh, come on. You know everything. Those nuns. You know phonics.
We were dumb nuns. I never got slapped with a ruler, so.
Really?
Christian Brothers were worse.
Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Did you ever get like the yardstick of the ruler?
I took a crack of the Bible once.
Oh my gosh.
Right to the head.
Wait. Oh, I think you meant a crack of the Bible.
No.
Oh, they're at the bottom.
Here we go with that.
Catholics.
The comedian I got him. I went to St. Mary's.
What, the penguin?
Yes, there were
Sister Catherine.
I did get cracked with a ruler a few times.
And you're better off for it.
Yes, I am.
Good.
All right.
It's out.
All right, let's just move right on.
That move.
Meeting dates. PS 2019-10. Well, you've got a schedule in your packet. I for one, because of I think a number of things, we're going to have a transition in leadership. I think we've got some issues that are going to come up. Marijuana, for instance, that the law has changed there. I would still like us to get a little more involved in coming to grips with what are the police needs for the future. And now I know we have a new chief going to come on, and he or she is going to have some ideas. But I would like to hear what your ideas are. I think they're changing the schedule, maybe meeting every other month rather than quarterly. We might be able to accomplish some things.
I would recommend it. You know, with a new chief coming in, there's going to be, you know, instead of going every 3 months, I do every other month.
I think there's going to be a lot of work there.
Whoever this individual is may want to, you know, look at some differences in ordinances, or he or she may want to just come up with some legislative things that it probably isn't a bad idea.
But I, for one, would like to hear, you know, yeah. What you have to say before you're gone.
No problem. I would definitely get to it. It's actually under facility planning. We can cover that.
Yeah. So would Thursdays be... Bart, what are you thinking in schedule-wise?
Thursdays are generally open at City Hall, so...
I throw it out for, you know...
You want to keep it on the odds or the evens? mean, I think the odds work in our favor because you'll probably have language for the marijuana information by November, at least to be finalized, because then it would go out of committee, even if it had to be. Because are most of the things that we would be discussing even items that would be voted on by city council, or are those kind of all managed by the...
I think the state, and part of it is we don't really know yet, but from some of the things I've heard, it's kind of like the concealed carry law. From what I've gathered, the state is gonna legislate it so that the municipalities can't really do a lot. There might be some things we need to set up with, you know, distribution points or sale points, and like we do with liquor licensing or tobacco licensing. But from what I understand, then it's not going to be a big issue. You know, it's nothing different than we haven't already done for other stuff. But
got a question? So when it comes down to it, the state is going to generate and approve licenses to distribute marijuana regardless of whether the city...
From what I understand.
The city doesn't then
right.
have an opportunity because...
Right.
Doesn't the state govern liquor licenses, and the city also has the opportunity yeah. to govern liquor licenses?
Yes. I think it would be very similar in the same if we get a distribution point, like when we... You know, have liquor stores,
okay.
or so you know, it'd be regulated. We can allow so many licenses in town, you know, and then we regulate who gets them. That's my impression. Is that's what they were trying to do? But I mean, I don't know if heard anything.
Yeah, you can't license it.
Okay.
So the state kept that out of the law. We can totally prohibit its sale and location in the city if we'd like. We can't prevent people from possessing it, but you can prevent a distribution warehouse. That's allowed in the law. You could have requirements under zoning that are more strict than the state's, which has like buffers of thousands of feet, depending on the type of retail dispensary or cultivation center. And then additionally, we can impose a local sales tax on it. So those are some decisions we'll need to make here this summer before the January 1 rollout, but not ready to discuss today.
So stick with the
odd. It's going to be a change.
So we should stick with the odd months?
The odd one.
So September will be the next meeting?
Cool.
Okay.
Does that need to get approved?
It's approved by the committee. We will send out the notification to the press.
How does that work with the annual meeting schedule?
You approve it before the start of the year, you send it to the press, you modify it throughout the year, then you send it to the press again.
That's all you need to do, then we don't have to vote on it. Okay.
The committee needs to, you know,
they
adopt it or direct
okay.
it. Yeah.
That's fine. I didn't know if you had to do it at the board level.
You do not.
Or council level.
Well, all in favor, let's say aye, and we'll...
Aye.
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 Yeah, well... PS 2019-11, Code Amendment, Liquor Code, Banquet Hall, Outdoor Service. Bart?
Nice memo from Lisa in the packet. So you have questions about the actual text of the amendment. She drafted it. But the concept is the Martini Banquet or Martini Lounge. I forget what the current name is, and it's changed a few times. On the south end of town has requested an outdoor patio. The Kendall Gardens banquet facility up on the north end of town is also planning on having an outdoor garden. They're a little bit farther along in the process than the one on the south side. So our banquet facility, which has some unique definitions for liquor distribution or liquor sales, does not currently allow outdoor retail sales. And so some of our liquor license classes require you to get a separate patio license on top of your normal bar or restaurant license. There are a couple existing classifications where it's just wrapped in as a right. So we talked about it at a staff level, figured there was probably only going to be two bank facilities in the near future, and that it would be easier for us to just not have to issue this supplemental license and to just wrap it into sort of retail license. So the amendment that Lisa has drafted would allow an outdoor patio license for a banquet facility by right under the ordinance.
I see all the heads shaking. Chris, you okay?
Yeah, This goes along with what we have for the streetscape, the outdoor patio areas for like the law office, you know, because they can actually purchase something on the outside, right?
Yes.
Under their liquor license, so it would be actually consistent with the licensing for the outdoor patios that they have.
Sure, in that you can buy liquor outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we already have it for a different use. It's consistent. I don't have a problem with that.
On to city council.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did place that on the mayor's report for the city council agenda because we're closed tomorrow. We had to publish the agenda today. So it's under the mayor's report. The consent agenda part of it is moot at this point. But then we put a memo in there explaining that too. So.
PS 2019-12 code amendment, liquor code, change of general manager fees. Mark?
This is a cleanup of a past issue. We've historically charged $100 for change of general manager. We amended the code several months ago and inadvertently raised it to $350, or at least made it unclear. We continue to charge $100 for the change in general manager after that, so we'd like to clean it up here. So the owner license, that will stay at $350, correct? It's a separate
correct.
Section. Yeah. So the owner change in license is much less frequent. It's much more intense for us to do, whereas the change in general manager happens every time somebody leaves and takes a new job. So we do a little bit of an abbreviated check there.
Everybody good with this one?
Good.
Yes, sir.
All right. PS 2019-13, facility planning. This one I asked to have inserted in here, and basically I just... the new chief common, we have a building downtown that's kind of occupied temporarily by parks. We have thoughts of that's a good spot for City Hall, this is a good spot for the police, then heard vice versa. I'd just like to hear what the chief has to say about this location versus some other location.
Well, we had
and I know there are issues about this spot, and not trying to put you on the spot or anything, but just to get your ideas. I mean, a new chief is going to come on board and have his or her own ideas as well, but I think it'd be good to hear what you have to say.
Well, the facility planning isn't a new thing. I mean, we were to the point of almost no return on a new building in 2008 when the economy was collapsing, and we backed out like at the last minute because we were almost to the point where it was gonna have to follow through with it. This building that we're in on our side was built originally, I believe, for 20 police officers. You know, we're at 30 right now, possibly going up to 33 this fall. And our two biggest priorities in the police department is personnel, you know, police officers and office staff. We're still down 3 full-time people that we've never recovered since the layoffs in 2010. We've kind of plugged that gap with some part-time people, but I mean, we're still behind on our personnel, our civilian personnel, and we've always tried to go by 2 officers per 1,000 as a good fit for a full-service police department. And to do that, you know, our population is really approaching 20,000 now. I mean, that'd be 40 police officers that we'd be looking at. So we're still more of a reactionary type of police force, you know, and instead of doing a lot of the community events like we used to do. I mean, we're getting our job done and we're doing it well. But as the town is going to continue to grow as it is, we are going to have to add police. And by doing that, we're causing facility problems too. So, I mean, this is one of the reasons why in the budgeting this year it came up on the priority under facilities. I still, you know, as the police chief, this location is a school campus, library campus. We're bringing registered sex offenders, and we're bringing people into this building that are not legally allowed to really be here, you know, because of the proximity of schools and things like that. I mean, I think that's a, you know, they're not going to get in trouble for that because this is where the station is, where they're required to register. But it's always something we should be mindful of, that we're bringing people into this area to be interviewed and to register that we shouldn't have around kids in schools. And I my biggest fear has always been that, you know, somebody's going to get abducted or something's going to happen here, and then everybody's me screaming, why do we have a police department in the schools? You know, and so I always say that's just something we should really think about in the future if when we're planning facilities. I know a lot of our neighbors have gotten new facilities around us. I'm not saying we need to keep up with the Joneses, but we definitely are in need of a facility, whether we, you know, get an old building and rehab it, or we get a new building. There definitely needs to be some planning involved and, you know, some future funding ideas put in place. You know, right now there's no funding, there's no land set aside.
Right.
You know, we did have land set aside at one point that's no longer available. You know, so it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. But, I mean, I know we got the studies that we've been working on and things like that, but, you know, it's just...
How does a location like this being off the main roads, if you will, you know, enter into, you know, where you think...
You know,
the command station should be located.
You know, I think the days when they wanted to put police departments in the center of town by the downtown, everybody's mobile, and we have, you know, our electronic devices nowadays. I you know, if you look at our neighbors, Oswego and Montgomery, you know, we got to build where we can get the land, and we're not really going to get land in the downtown, or, you know, it's going to have to be somewhere that's probably more on the outskirts of town. Mm-hmm. And you know, when we started our process, I believe in 2006, we were looking at like a campus-type facility where we didn't have to build a real big building right out the bat. We could build a building that would maybe house 50 or 60 officers right now and have that building similar to what the Sheriff's Department did, where we can add on to it as we grow. We've got the land and the space. And you know, what I mean by modular is, you know, maybe some of the training areas don't necessarily have to be in the building. You know, we can build the training areas down the road, and we can continue to share with some of our neighbors, like, you know, Oswego, as we've signed agreements with them now to use their range. You know, we don't have to build an indoor range necessarily right now. Or maybe like Kendall County right now doesn't have indoor facilities. Maybe we can partner up with Kendall County, build a joint detached indoor firing range that, you know, isn't part of the building, so then it's not affecting people in the building hearing gunshots, and, you know, we're having to put extra insulation in there. I mean, there's a lot of really new ideas you can do for police facility planning that isn't what I would call traditional, that we could build them as the financing's there, and, you know, we have where we have room to expand, and, you know, have community rooms where we have community meetings and things like that. You
know. All we need is money.
That's all we need is money. We just need a funding stream. We can write a check.
Tax that legal weed. It's gonna sell like wildfire.
You know, Chicago wants a casino. We can grow our own weed.
Yeah. They'll get a casino too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I wanted to bring it up, as there's been so much talk about, you know, police here, police downtown, city hall here, city hall downtown, and
well, from what I understand from Sandwich, from their chief, because they were looking to rehab a building, it might be almost as expensive to rehab a building than it is to build a new building. A lot of it, there's new requirements that go into place. We do not have holding cells here, which is a blessing. You know, that's the biggest insurance issue, and it's the biggest liability issue. And luckily, the sheriff is nice enough to let us book our people over there. So, but if we build a new facility, or, and from what I understand, if we rehab a facility, we are going to have to put cells in there. That's the most, you know, probably one of the most expensive parts of the building.
Very good.
So I would probably say the recommendation is that we should look at a new type of facility, you know, where land's available, whether we can work out a deal with a, you know, somebody for land, and start from scratch.
Have you ever thought about this building just in terms of forgetting the issue with
right.
who comes in and just in terms of the physical spaces? You know.
Yeah, I mean, we have talked about that numerous times since I've been the chief under under the previous two mayors had been very serious about moving City Hall downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was talks one time, I believe, the FS building possibly moving into there, and then I know the bank building, and that the police department would take over the side of the facility. And there was some legal questions whether technically we would have to put the cells in, because we're not really moving into a new building. We're just kind of getting more space. And we figure we could call this like administrative space on this side. So, I mean, that's a possibility too. But my concern is, like I brought up earlier, and, you know, when this building was built, this was a temporary facility for the police department. City Hall was supposed to take over our side, and we were supposed to move out. And just, it never worked out that way, you know, with the economy and everything.
I'm convinced of where I think it should go. Anybody else have any questions?
I believe the land we had was over off of Beecher, wasn't it?
It's off of Cannonball.
Cannonball. Well, that's, well, first it was Cannonball, and then we moved it over the intersection target.
It was proposed to be moved, but it was never actually.
Three-way land swap. That
didn't move forward. Yep.
Well, we know that the police department's in need, and I think, you know, this committee ought to take an active role in trying to see what we can do to get you guys what you need to operate and go from there.
Just sad you guys wouldn't fit in that building.
Another little task to take on.
Yeah. Small detail.
I'm sure it'll be a priority of the new chief comes in.
Of course.
I kind of hoped to have that ball rolling by that point, but it just didn't work out.
Well, do some work.
Don't mind the asbestos.
All business. 2018-18 code amendment list licensing requirements for resale dealers. Well, is this ever going to end?
It can if you say no to it or say yes to it when we pass it. There's a nice long memo in the packet again from Lisa, including a conversation with a consultant of Target's, which was the city council's last request before this was tabled to committee. So the consultant actually will look at our code and then make a recommendation to Target as to whether they think they can comply or not. So they couldn't give us a thumbs up, thumbs down currently. But they did try the program for a little bit, and then they've since stopped it. So they're not currently doing it. So if it's a big enough deal, you know, we should pass this to include them. If you don't think it's a big deal, it is a recommendation of the police department to pass it. But we should receive direction that way.
So there are Targets everywhere. If they want to do it somewhere else, they can do it somewhere else. I didn't think it was something that, from what I remember of the conversation, this was January, right? We talked about this at the city council?
Sounds right. No.
January, February. The fear was that if you allow it, the protection that we had when we have pawn shops is that they document what they're incoming, putting, what they're taking in. There's their hold period. Whereas if you allow Target to accept things, they can just put it in a box, give somebody a credit, they're on their way, and then that process is basically gone. Whether or not a permit fee of some crazy amount, right, to allow them to do this annually? Is that what it was, or?
No, I think the permit fee was relatively reasonable. I don't know if it was $350 or $500.
Okay.
But it just adds a lot of process into it for Thumb, a lot of man hours.
Right.
Into taking pictures of everything and documenting and logging stuff.
Right. Because that's one of the reasons why pawn shops are okay in Yorkville, because we have that database. If you allow a big boy like Target the ability to do that, and then you're asking them to do all these steps, number one, there's a likelihood of even more people just screwing up and it not actually working. But I don't want to take any tools away from the police. I certainly don't want to, like, push somebody to have to hire someone to just document serial numbers on stuff. Who knows how busy they will be. But it's almost like if they're not doing it right now, we don't have to worry about it right now. So there's nobody else asking besides Target, and then they haven't been doing it. So what's the point? It's like the short-term VRBOs in Yorkville. It's not a problem. Why are we going to over-govern? That's just my opinion.
Could I interject?
Please.
Based on my conversation with the consultant, just because Target's not doing it now doesn't mean they won't consider doing it in the future. So Target will consider this on a cost versus revenue basis. So if we require them to follow what the pawnbrokers are following and what would be in the code for resale dealers, they're going to look at the cost of implementing that and the cost of managing it versus the revenue that it brings in. And that's what they'll base their decision on.
Okay.
If we leave it as is, where they would be exempt from licensing, they may choose to implement the program again.
Okay. Good point. So then we implement it, we make it just as stringent for them as it would be for Rockstar. Because what we're trying to prevent is the quick theft and resale, quick flipping of technology that's stolen out of people's houses in and around Yorkville. So, excellent way to interject. Thank you.
Yeah, our biggest concern is you know, they're going to steal cell phones, they're going to run over there as fast as they can and trade them in.
Right.
You know, cell phones, GPSs out of cars.
That makes sense. So
do we have a consensus?
I would vote towards passing it to make it just as stringent for them as it would be for the pawn shops.
Mm-hmm. Uncle.
Yep.
DVT?
I don't see why you'd treat them any differently.
Look, all good with it then?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Any new business? Everybody wants to leave.
It's 4th of July tomorrow.
Yeah, shoot a firework.
Be adjourned!
Take him over to my house.